President, I want to follow up a little bit on the peace process. You began your term, your first term, big fanfare, the Cairo speech to talk to the Muslim world, the decision to have a Middle East envoy early. You said you weren't going to let this slip to your second term. We're in your second term with the Mideast peace process. What went wrong? Why are we further away from a two-state solution? I know you said you want to talk more about this tomorrow, but I am curious to, what do you believe went wrong? Did you push Israel too hard? What do you wish you would have done differently? And Mr. Prime Minister, I want to help out my colleague over here on the follow-up that he had, which had to do with, do you accept the president's understanding that Iran is a year away when it comes to nuclear weapons? And then another question I had for you is, why do you
Chuck,
believe...
Chuck, how many do you got? Do you guys do this in the Israeli press? You say you get one question and then you add
well,
like
I'm
five.
Well, I'm helping him. I'm helping him with his
You see how the young lady from Channel 1, she had one question. She was very well behaved, Chuck.
Well, I've got one for you.
These are Talmudic questions.
Apparently.
They have.
Well, I thought I had four questions.
Reiterations, yeah.
Passover starts in a couple days. I get four questions.
Look, this is not a kosher question, but don't hog it.
No. I guess my question to you was going to be, why do you believe the Israeli people have not embraced President Obama the same way they embraced our last two U.S. presidents? Thank you.
Oh, so you had to get a polling question in there right at the end. Chuck, I mean, you're just incorrigible. I'm absolutely sure that there are a host of things that I could have done that would have been more deft and, you know, would have created better optics. But ultimately, this is a really hard problem.